I'm now reading Mark chapter 5. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 20. The heading is, Jesus sent bad spirits out of a man. Then they went in the boat to the country called Gerasene on the other side of the lake. There was a man there that was full of bad spirits. He was mad. He camped in the cemetery there. Before Jesus came to that place, that man walked around in the cemetery and all over the hills there and yelled out and screamed all the time, in the daytime and at night time. And he cut himself with stones. People could not tie him up, not even with chains. They tried many times to tie him up, but it was no good. He was too strong. He just broke those chains. Nobody could hold him or make him sit down quiet. When Jesus got out of the boat, that madman saw him from a long way off. He ran right up to Jesus and got down on his knees in front of him. Jesus said to the bad spirit, "Come out of this man." But the spirit in him screamed, "Why have you come here? I know you. You are Jesus. Your father is God. He is the big boss of everything. Promise me truly that you won't hurt me." Jesus asked the man, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Big Mob. You see, we are a mob of bad spirits inside this man. Please don't send us away from this country." There were about 2,000 pigs having a feed on the hill nearby. The bad spirits asked Jesus, "Can we go into that big mob of pigs over there?" Jesus let those bad spirits go out of the man and into the pigs. Then those pigs went mad and ran down the steep hill into the lake and drowned themselves in the water. The men that looked after those pigs got scared and ran back to their community and told everyone what happened. They talked to the people in the town and the people who lived outside of the town too. A lot of people wanted to see for themselves, so they ran out to the place where Jesus was. They saw that man sitting down quiet and wearing his clothes. He wasn't mad anymore. Then those people got frightened. The men that looked after the pigs told them the whole story about the man and the pigs. Then all those people started to ask Jesus strongly to go away from their country and leave them alone. Jesus listened to them and started to get into the boat. Then the man that used to have the bad spirits in him asked Jesus strongly, "Can I come with you?" Jesus said, "No, I want you to go back to your family and to your own mob. I want you to tell everybody about the good things God has done for you. Tell them that God was really good to you." Then that man went all over the country, called 10 towns, and told everybody that story. He told them all about the good things Jesus did for him. Everybody got a really big shock. The next section is from verse 21 to verse 34. The heading is, Jesus made a woman better. Jesus and his followers got back into the boat and went to the other side of the lake. A really big mob of people was waiting for them there beside the water. A man called Jairus came up to them. He was one of the bosses of the Jewish meeting place. He saw Jesus and went close to him and got down on his knees in front of him. He strongly asked Jesus again and again to help his daughter. He said, "My little girl is really sick and I think she will die. Please come and put your hands on her. I know you can make her better so that she will not die." Jesus listened to the man and started to go with him. The big mob of people followed them. They came up really close, all around Jesus, and pressed up against him. While they were walking along, a sick woman was there. A long time before this, she started bleeding, and that bleeding didn't stop. She went to every doctor, but none of them could help her. She spent all her money trying to get better, but it was no good. She only got worse. She kept bleeding for 12 years. Then someone told her about Jesus, and she thought to herself, "If I can just touch his coat, I will get better." So she came up to Jesus and touched his coat, and straight away her bleeding stopped. She knew she was better. Jesus knew straight away that power went out from him. So he stopped walking, turned around, and asked the people, "Who touched my clothes?" Jesus' followers said, "There are big mobs of people here pushing up against you. Why do you ask, 'Who touched me?' Lots of people touched you." Jesus kept on looking around to see the person that used his power. That woman knew that she was the one that got better, so she was very frightened and was shaking. She came to Jesus and got down on her knees in front of him and told him her story. She told him that she touched him. Jesus said to her, "Dear lady, you really believed in me, so now you are better. You can go home now and have no more trouble. You are not sick anymore." The next section is from verse 35 to verse 43. The heading is, Jesus made a dead girl alive again. While Jesus was talking to the woman, someone came from Jairus' house and said, "I'm sorry, it's too late. Your little girl is dead. Don't worry, Jesus, now." Jesus heard their words but took no notice. He said to Jairus, "Don't be frightened, just trust me." Then Jesus made the people stay away from the house. He only let a few people go with him: the girl's father and mother and three of his followers, Peter, James, and John. They were the only ones that he let go with him. As they got close to the house, Jairus heard other people inside making a big noise. They were crying and shouting loudly for that dead girl. Jesus went into the house and asked them, "Why are you making all this noise? That little girl is not dead. She is just asleep." They knew the girl was really dead, so they just laughed at Jesus. He made them all go outside. Then Jesus said to the girl's mother and father and to his three friends, "You come with me." Then they went together into the room where the girl lay. Jesus got hold of the girl's hand and said to her, in their language, "Talitha kum." This means, "Wake up, little girl." Straight away, the girl woke up, stood up, and walked around the room. Her mother and father got a big shock. Their little girl was alive again. She was 12 years old at that time. Jesus told them strongly, "Don't tell anyone that I have made this little girl alive again." Then he said to them, "Now give her some food to eat."